The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Winter is in, so it's cold nights and balmy days generally in Johannesburg. And SA's Big Smoke is in the spotlight with the big G20 summit of world leaders set to take place in Johannesburg. A very warm welcome to the Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. On this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading executives, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in the country's expansive property industry. I mentioned the G20 summit, a major event for South Africa, some say as big in profile as the 2010 World Cup. But it is still May and Africa Month, and we are continuing with our tourism and hospitality industry theme on the podcast this week. And for the final episode in May, we are speaking to the recently appointed CEO of Liberty 2 Degrees, or L2D, Jose Snyders, focusing on its hotel and hospitality portfolio, which is largely in Sandton Central and stands to benefit from Joburg's hosting of the G20 summit later this year. L2D is no longer listed on the JSE, but is part of the broader Standard Bank Group, and that's Africa's biggest bank in terms of assets. But L2D did release some results metrics last month, even though they're no longer directly listed on the JSE. Welcome to the Property Pod, Jose. It's your first time on the podcast.
Thanks, Ren. It's good to be here, and I look forward to the conversation.
We have had the former CEO, Amelia Beattie, a couple of times, but you are now in the hot seat, as it were, since November last year, I understand. How has it been about 7 months in the CEO position? But it's not exactly new for you in the group because you have been a CFO before that for a number of years.
Absolutely. I initially joined as the financial director in 2017. That gave me a good foundation in the group's capital structure, managing some of the stakeholder relationships and the investment planning for the portfolio. I then transitioned into what was known or still is known as the commercial director role. A position that allowed me to dive deeper into strategy execution, leasing, and some of the operational alignment across the property assets. That was a pivotal step, I think, in the journey to becoming the chief executive officer, as it brought me closer to the assets and to the people running them. By the time I then stepped into the CEO role, I had already had exposure to both the financial and operational foundations of the business, which made the transition to CEO more natural.
Thanks for that, Jose. As I mentioned in my intro to the interview, part of our theme on the podcast is around tourism and hospitality, and Africa Day was on the weekend. L2D Standard Bank Group is one of the biggest hotel owners in SA and also owns the Sandton Convention Center. Can you give us an update how many hotels the group owns and a rough value of how significant this is for L2D?
It's a big part and an important part of our portfolio. We are the proud custodians of three hotels, being the Sandton Sun, the Sandton Towers, and the Garden Court in Sandton City. They are co-owned between us and Burrito, who own a 25% share, as well as the convention center that obviously complements these hotel assets. All of these sit within our precinct and adjacent to our flagship asset, which is the Sandton City Retail Mall. The ecosystem of these assets play a key role in driving footfall, tourism, and the broader business activity into the precinct. It's also to be remembered that we are a 25% shareholder of Melrose Arch and indirectly the hotels in that precinct, excluding One and Whiteley, the remaining hotels being the African Pride Marriott Hotel and the Protea Fire and Ice Hotel in that precinct.
So your hospitality portfolio is only in Johannesburg now. The rest have been sold over the years.
That is correct. Our remaining assets are all in Gauteng.
We will get to the L2D results in a moment, which came out in April, as I mentioned. But considering the theme of the podcast, I saw in that results press release a comment. I won't go into too much detail, but it headlines saying the hospitality sector outperformed expectations. Can you share some of those highlights around this and what contributed to the strong performance?
You are right. I think hospitality has seen some resurgence over the last, call it, year to year and a half. The Sandton hotels, in some respect, lag behind in that recovery curve, being primarily business-focused compared to the remaining sector, which is largely leisure-focused hotels. But over the past year, we've seen a sustained rebound in business travel, conferencing, and international tourism. The Sandton Suns occupancy has rebounded to well in excess of 70% now, and the Garden Court has also shown some strong numbers. We've, of course, done a meaningful refurb of the Sandton Towers Hotel, and that has been exceptionally well received. I think the capital we spent there was in excess of some 200 million rand. And then across the hotel's portfolio that we have, we've seen strong improvement in RevPAR and average room rates, a sign that the recovery is not just in the volumes, but also in the quality of what the spend is in that environment. Complementing our hotels is, of course, the activity at the convention center. We've had some 200 plus events in 2024. And already off to a good start in 2025, and of course hoping that the G20 or potentially the B20 as well will contribute even further.
Now, just as a follow-up, you mentioned 70%. When was that occupancy is at 70%? Probably pre-COVID, because I know Southern Sun manages your hotels in that portfolio, and they brought out their results last week with 60% occupancies nationally. So 70% is something you should be chuffed about.
Yeah, it's important to remember, of course, that our one hotel wasn't open for the whole year. So that would have complemented the remaining hotels. And the Michelangelo, which is a competitor in our precinct, remains closed. So we have benefited a bit from that. But you are correct. We haven't seen these kind of numbers in a long while.
And Sandton Towers reopening in December after the refurb. Thanks for that comment around how much was spent there. That's not a small amount. But you mentioned in your results about G20 coming. What are your expectations around the G20 in Sandton? L2D clearly stands to benefit, considering L2D and its partners own the Sandton Convention Center in addition to those three hotels, and probably will benefit with some business from delegates going to the shopping center.
Yes. The G20, of course, is a significant moment for Johannesburg and for, I guess, the greater South Africa. For us, it's both a logistical opportunity and a brand one. The newly refurbished Sandton Towers is now more closely integrated to the remaining hotels and the precinct in terms of the fit-out that has been achieved and its operations. This positions us well to host the dignitaries and some of the global delegations. But hasn't been finally decided where the actual G20 will be. I think it's between the convention center here and potentially NASREC. But if we don't have the G20, we are more than likely then going to have the B20, which is the business forums that follows the G20. But in both instances, our hotels have been reserved fully for those events. So we stand to benefit at least from the occupancies of the hotels benefiting from the events happening here.
And is there anything else worth noting from a G20 and B20 perspective? Because it's not just the main event in November. There's events across the country and probably a lot in Joburg.
There's a lot in Joburg, and we've seen some of that activity already in 2024 for lead-up conferences and meetings happening within our environment. Obviously, from a Johannesburg perspective, most people, when they are here, international business travelers, prefer to be close to the heartbeat of the economy and the Sandton CBD. So we benefit from that. But yeah, you are correct. There's been a number of beneficial leading up events that has helped us.
Tell me, is Liberty 2 Degree, I know historically it owned a portion of it, and Standard Bank Group with Liberty, all the different structures there. But is the group, broadly speaking, considering any further investment into new hotel refurbs, perhaps in other centers, or you're going to continue just remaining focused your hotel portfolio in Sandton and perhaps Melrose Arch?
Look, as a property business, we always have to evaluate our portfolio needs through the lens of creating more value. Right now, our strategic priority is to extract more value from the existing assets. This includes capital recycling and reinvesting that capital where the long-term yield potential is the strongest. And then supporting that by carefully targeted development that aligns to our master planning ambitions across our portfolio, be it the hotels and the retail centers. So while we're not actively looking to build new hotels, We are investing to improve what we already have, be it through the refurbishments, such as what we have now done at the towers, sustainability upgrades, which are happening across our portfolio in terms of water usage and electricity usage, and then tenant-driven adaptations that aligns to the business strategies of the people that operate these assets for us.
Liberty 2 Degrees is no longer listed, but it continues to release results on metrics like occupancies and trading densities. Can you share some highlights of the group's recent results that came out in April?
Yeah, we won't go to all of the detail, but we had a solid 2024 across the portfolio. Trading density for the retail portfolio increased by some 6% on the prior year. This trend has continued into the first quarter of the new year, with trading density growth exceeding inflation. That's the kind of thing we haven't seen in a long while as well in the retail portfolio. Sandton City remains an outlier. I think its density is now in excess of 90,000 rand a square meter as we speak. And that remains a sign from the retailers as well as the consumers that they love the environment. Our occupancy levels have remained healthy, just under 94% across the portfolio. That includes, obviously, our offices as well. Retail exceeds some 96%. There are some temporary vacancies that is driven primarily by level 6 in Sandton City, where there's some reconfiguration going on to improve that environment. But we're very happy with where the occupancies have been and with the trading densities of our retailers. Offices remain a little bit more difficult as it is for everybody else that has office exposure. But we've made some meaningful strides and continue to tick away at those remaining vacancies. It is obviously a smaller part of our overall portfolio that is primarily retail driven. We've seen and we've also put a lot of effort into lease renewals, especially for national tenants, where we're introducing more commercially aligned terms that better suit the landlord as well. This will take an amount of time, but it will give us the outcomes that we need going forward.
I didn't plan to ask this question, but there was a release recently about new activations and initiatives to unlock the Sandton City roof, as it were. It's good to see that because it's basically a concrete block if you look at it from the air. Do you want to share a little bit about those plans? Obviously, it's early days, but you have a couple new elements there.
Yeah, it is very early days. There's a large master plan that's going on for the precinct and incorporates a large number of uses on top of the roof. And this extends from restaurant activations and other activities ancillary to that. You'd have seen the paddle court opening. We have the potential to do residential. We've got the potential to do medical. And there are some ancillary services in the entertainment space that we are currently working on that I can't disclose detail of yet. But it is a large roof space. We decided not to cover it all up with solar for now in light of these opportunities that will come to fruition over the next number of years.
Sounds very exciting. I had to ask you that, Jose. But just to conclude, as L2D's new CEO, what's your vision for the group over the next few years? How will you put your stamp, as it were, on the group? Because I'm sure it's, you know, you have a number of execs as part of your team. But, you know, are you pretty much looking at the core portfolio, potential opportunities? I know you talked about potential asset recycling. I wonder what's on sale.
Look, I take the responsibility very seriously. Our vision, I think, as an exco and as a management team is grounded in the stewardship responsibility that we have. We're not chasing scale for its own sake. We're focused on a sustainable long-term performance. What this means for us is maximizing value in the existing portfolio through active asset management of the assets that we do have, selective reconfiguration that improves the assets, and tenant curation that improves the experience for our visitors and for the shoppers and for the users of our assets. We continue to advance our sustainability strategy. We're allocating large amounts of capital to reducing our non-renewable energy use, including a wheeling project that we'll announce shortly at Sandton City. We're improving our water efficiency and continue to build towards our net zero targets over the next number of years. You will know, as other participants in the marketplace, that technology continues to improve. It helps us understand our shopper behavior better, informs our leasing strategies a bit better, and deliver integrated and seamless experiences for users and visitors to our assets. We continue to focus on our leasing practices that underscore our core clients and structuring relationships with our key tenancies to achieve a mutual successful outcome for the parties. We're not against acquisitions completely. In the medium term, we'll consider them where they make sense. But our priority for now is aligned to our precinct strategy and unlocking value in our existing portfolio and further enhancing the returns that we can get from them. I mean, in summary, for us at the moment, it's about depth and not breadth. And I just hope that with my stewardship, we can achieve a successful outcome.
Thanks for that, Jose. Obviously, L2D has a number of properties across the country. This podcast largely focused on Sandton, but Jose, thanks so much for your time on the podcast. That was Jose Snyders, the CEO of Liberty 2 Degrees, a unit of the Standard Bank Group.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories. The
Property Pod. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.